Fluency Practice. English language speed and fluency practice to help you improve your speaking. Here are six quick activities for you to improve your pronunciation and fluency. Answer the questions as quickly as possible, and try not to think too much. Later, you can check your answers. You need to study the phrasal verbs and idioms before attempting these exercises. A. Tongue twister. Try repeating this 10 times as quickly as you can. A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer. B. Pronunciation. Connected speech with bird idioms. Listen to these sentences and see if you can write down the words that you hear. Remember, some words are weak sounds and are unstressed, and as a result, they're very difficult to hear. 1. That concert was her swan song. 2. The doves have the upper hand. 3. The hawks want to go to war. 4. She's got eyes like a hawk. 5. I'll be watching you like a hawk. 6. The press were waiting like vultures. C. Sentence transformation. Animals and pets. Listen to these sentences and try to make a question for each one. Do it as quickly as you can. Use the question words in brackets. 1. I have a cat and a horse. What pets? 2. A pet keeps you company and gives you a lot of love. What advantages? 3. I prefer cats. What prefer? Dogs? Cats? 4. I think hamsters, because they're so easy to look after. What? Pet? Best? Children? Yes, once. I was bitten by a bulldog. Have? Bitten? D. Rapid response. Animals and pets. Now answer these questions as quickly as you can. Try not to think too much, and just invent the answers if you need to. 1. What do you think of people keeping exotic pets such as iguanas, snakes, etc.? 2. What responsibilities do pet owners have? 3. What's the funniest experience you've ever had with a pet? 4. What's the most intelligent pet you've ever seen? 5. Do you think owners are a reflection of their pets? Why? Why not? E. Phrasal verbs with stay. Listen to each sentence, then repeat it with an appropriate phrasal verb. You should try to be as quick as possible. 1. Don't ever come near here again. 2. I don't want to leave home today. 3. We didn't go home last night. 4. Can I spend the night here, please? 5. We didn't go to bed till late last night. 6. Please don't leave me. F. Revision drills. Prepositions of place. This revision drill is to practice using prepositions of place. Remember, we use at to refer to a specific and precise place. At the front of the cinema. We use in to refer to something that is inside a space, often with four walls around it. In the cupboard. C. We use on to say that something is on a horizontal or vertical surface. On the wall. Listen to the following words. What preposition goes with them? Listen and say the preposition. 1. The bus stop. 2. A closed drawer. 3. The airport. 4. The top of the page. 5. A closed wardrobe. 6. The surface of the sea. 7. The top of the table. 8. A packet of crisps. 9. The bottom of a page.